that's a lot of gear for a guy that's pretty much there. There's people would be going, holy cow, those two would be my dream station. But, yeah, that little FT1F or whatever the heck it's going to be, there's several things about its design that look pretty intriguing. The way they're using the whole back for the battery, so now you're not limited to these little handy-talky batteries. You can actually put a significant battery pack on the back. You know, and the deeper you go, the more, you know, the more battery you can put on there. And then when you can sandwich in that tuner, you know, that's pretty clever. You know, that, or I should say the natural evolution. You know, with that one, getting a factory tuner is going to be the only way to fly because of that, the way it sandwiches on there between the battery and the radio. And I wouldn't even be surprised, you know, if they don't come out with a little amplifier, 50-watt amplifier that slaps on the back. It wouldn't shock me. So, you know, where you wouldn't run it with the battery, so you could just take all that extra stuff off. And the tuner would probably be insufficient for that. So you'd take any of that stuff you'd have out the back and slap a little amplifier on the back. I think the form factor they've gone with is a little smarter. And, yeah, and a few other little odds and ends make it really something. But, so I'll be real curious to see that. But I agree with Davey, and I don't think there's anything out still. My old long in the tooth 7300 and 705 and whatnot, I don't see anything compelling me to go buy something. I think the next big thing, the one that's really going to turn the industry on its ear is somebody eventually has to be coming out with a multi-digital mode radio. You know, there's been some rumors of it in the past, but, you know, can you imagine if somebody came out with a mobile that did P25, DMR, Fusion, you know, and E-Star, even if they had to leave out one of them, you know, I'm thinking like the E-Star because it's very proprietary. You know, it just seems like Fusion and D-Star are the problems. You know, if you could get a Fusion radio that also had P25 and DMR in it, which I don't think would be a big deal. Man, that'd have us lining up, I think. And Donald, you got to go to one whether you're buying or not. They're just a great event. They really are. Maybe plan to go to you know, the Father's Day one in Monroe or one of the other ones that's just a day trip to get a feel, but yeah, you gotta get one in. And I think you're next, right? Yes.